We're now going to go chat with Zeke.
Howdy.
Alternate Arts Review. I didn't mention that before. How are you, Zeke?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly, which is sort of nice in the morning, sort of refreshing, wakes you up. Got up early because I had a swack of stuff to do. And
you've been very busy, actually, these days.
Uh-huh.
Doing a lot of things.
Yes, and hopefully at some point that summer vacation will kick in, and I will find a beach. I will find a beach towel. I will find the, copper tone, and I don't know, get salt in my hair or something. However, in the meantime, though, this is where I sort of thought in terms of, because it was a busy week, due to a certain death in the CKUT family, I suddenly realized, oh, geez, I'm not going to be able to get out and about to go see any art. And so at which point I then said, oh, there's that internet thingy. And this is wicked cool because there is one very specific internet thingy, art thingy sort of stuff that I was very, very fascinated with. And so this sort of forced me, as opposed to just futzing around on the computer and playing solitaire and sort of staring at my navel and stuff like that. Actually, whoa, I can use this for work. But first, let's go with the local stuff. Because that's the one that I wanted. It's, I don't know if you've been walking around town recently, but Astral Media, those guys who make the 75,000-foot behemoth columns that have ads for H&M and stuff like that, and they sort of try and say that they're doing a civic duty because they put this map that has North on the bottom. I don't understand. But it is the sort of thing where every now and again when they don't have any ads that to put up and stuff like that, people say that this stuff is too expensive, we can't make one of those posters. They toss on one of these things called vocouleurs.ca, or over in Toronto, it's called yourcolors.ca. Ooh, how original. They actually stole that whole thing from a friend of mine who is named Emmanuel Bujold, who did this whole thing, Mouvement Art Public. And between the two of them, you realize, man, that recession thing might actually be kicking in because there's like all this ad space that's available in the city and everybody complains about how commercialized the space is. But then you have two competing ad companies who have said, oh, we have space to fill, but we don't have any ads to fill it with. So let's put art up. Cool. But you were going to say.
I have a question, actually. Shoot. Was that regarding maps?
Yes.
That happened last year, actually.
No. And he's got now phase three going up.
Yeah, because he's been touring. He went to Mexico last year. It's part of that. It's not a different project.
No. Same exact project, but in multi-parts. First, it was the sort of thing where he took like ad space on the buses, which is owned
In Old Montreal as well and downtown.
Square Victoria was the first part. Then, and that's all space that's owned by CBS, is the company that owns those buildings. Boards. So first they did Victoria, Square Victoria, the metro stop with Etienne, reproductions of Etienne Zach and Max Wise. Max Wise is a superlative and wonderful painter. Etienne Zach, I don't know personally, so at which point I merely say he's a very, very nice guy. Once they got that done, then Emmanuel went to Mexico, found a whole whack of Mexican photography. No, he went someplace. Let me spit this out properly if I got it. He found a whole whack of photographers he liked, both Canadian, Mexican, American, all over the place. Got some reproductions of their images, put them up on posters, which then got put up in bus shelters all around the city. And so that was sort of like phase one and a half. Then phase one and three quarters is he took those posters, redid them, went down to Mexico City, put them up in the Mexico City bus shelters, then came back here, at which point then had a whole presentation, sort of art show of just the art, not the posters themselves, at the Espace Mexico, which is on Peel, which is part of the whole Mexican embassy thing. Then, and by the way, the drinks were very, very delicious there. Then now he's on to, I don't know, phase three or something like that, which is where now they're back up on the bus shelters, but it's partially new images, partially old images. And so, yes, I'm saying, ooh, this is wicked cool. And then there was that weird thing in between with like, let's make Yoko Ono into Mother Teresa stuff that the museum did. And somehow MAP got their logo on those posters as well. And I'm saying, Manuel seems to be doing a whole whack of stuff that's really, really wicked cool. Bam. But then Astral Media decided that they were going to snag his idea because they have excess. The term is excess inventory. And so at which point there, by the way, Mouvement Art Public, since we're talking about art on the internet, it's Mouvement spelt in French with that U in the middle there sort of thing, which just confuses the heck out of me. Mouvementartpublic Public. I always wonder why they don't stick the Q-U-E in there, but I figure that's just a whole nother public.
Oh, yes.
And so, yeah, I'm obviously confused. It's early in the morning. But then we have here Afficher vos couleurs, which is Astral Media's thing. And there you go to voscouleurs.ca or yourcolors.ca, and at which point they give you this little flash-based doohickey and say, hey, make some art. And then at which point hit submit, and then bam, your stuff goes off and maybe can make it up onto one of their billboards. Ooh.
And all for free, right?
Ooh, yes.
It's tricky, right?
It is all for free, but it is then the sort of thing, which would you prefer to see? Somebody's flash-based doodle on a billboard, or would you prefer to see an ad for H&M? Your choice. However, the reason behind all of this is you have the, now we get into this Italian nonsense, and oh man, I'm going to have to like try and figure, can I get borrow you so as you can pronounce it, please? Sabrina.
It's padiglioneinternet.com.
I.e. the internetpavilion.com. And you got these two guys, Miltos Manitas and Raphael Rosendahl, who decided, the internet is not represented in the Venice Biennale. And it's the sort of thing where they're like, just about every single country has their own pavilion. And as they put it in their thing, hold on, let me scroll down to the bottom here. Yes, they say the internet has been accepted as part of this year's Venice Biennale, but not the Vatican. The Vatican Church submitted a request for establishing its own religion-based pavilion in the Biennale, but it was turned down, at least for this year. The internet was accepted instead via the first internet pavilion. This text is the history and the present of the Internet Pavilion. It is written and constantly updated by Miltos Manitas and Janaman. I don't know where Raphael shows up. And it incorporates opinions and ideas expressed via the Stupid Forum. Find the Stupid Forum below at this page. Feel free to let your contribution and, if you want, your name. Notice how they are translating it sort of sketchy, i.e. feel free to let your contribution if you want and your name. Our intention is to redefine and rewrite everything. All terms can be renewed, all systems can be destroyed and build again. This internet is cool, and yes, it is cool, but it is also a nightmare, a campus of psychologically enforced work and a desert of computer screens. We desire a new internet, and we desire to free ourselves from our machines. We want to be able to send an email without computers, BlackBerry, and other devices. Ultimately, we want to satisfy the three Kleinrock complaints. We should be able to connect by any device. Number two, the device should be able to connect from anywhere. Three, the device should be invisible, even immaterial. And at which point, Liz, can you turn up computer two so you can hear part of their... You hear? That's desertointernet.com. That's their pavilion. It's Deserto. It's absolutely spectacular and wonderful. Sorry that I'm talking over here. I'll shut up. That's Deserto. They also have this other part, which is called BNL.net, which is, it's like I love the whole idea of the Stupid Forum, because the Stupid Forum is the Stupid Forum. And when you're on the internet, what do? You do the Stupid Forum, whether it's the Venice Biennale one or the one about MontrealShows.com or that food-based one that I sort of, which won't get very, very annoyed about. They nailed this something fierce. They also have videos of, the Indonesian prisoners doing Thriller. They have, all the best and the worst of the internet at the same time. And because it's at Venice and it's part of the Venice Biennale, it's art, which is, stupendous and wonderful. But you were going to say, or you...
Just going to add that sound, if we still have it.
Uh-huh, it's still there.
It sort of sounds like that project that was called Stylophone. And it was one of those projects that Anna Fritz had done, one of the artists from here, who actually had this phone set up where you would call in and you would talk and you would hear your voice being in a... huge, obviously, a silo, which is in old Montreal.
Silo number 5.
Years ago, though, this was... Yeah.
No, you can still do it. It still works.
It still works.
Yeah, it still works. The technology is not...
back in 2000. It actually sounds very much like this.
Yes,
when you call it.
Even better, this is part of the internet, and at which point, thereby, you're plagiarizing stuff, stealing it, and at which point, not giving people credit because it's copy-paste is...
Anna Fritz, check her out. Very, very good sound artist.
And so, they're in short, because we are now at 7:59. We have, The
Democracy Now! Headlines coming up?
Yes, but I got to run through the URLs. Padiglioneinternet.com. PadiglioneInternet.com. There's also BNL.net, which is BINNALE.net. And there's Zerto Internet, but those all can be gotten off of Padiglione or BNL.net. We have Make Art Public, Mouvement Art en Public, which is MOUVEMENTARTPUBLIC.com. Emmanuel did a phenomenal job. And next time you're standing in a bus shelter, go check out his stuff.
Well, thank you, Zeke.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I wanted to actually talk about that Mouvement Art Public because it really is one of those big projects that just keeps on snowballing bigger and bigger.
Yeah, he worked on it for like, I don't know, I think the first I heard of him wanting to do it was about like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was extremely pleased to find out that he had just sort of like plugged away and beat his head against the wall, and then finally the wall gave away and he actually got his stuff up and running. And then, yes, there's the other sort of, Vaucouleurs, VOSCOULEURS.ca.ca, or Your Colors, YOURCOLOURS. Yeah, that sort of wrong way of spelling it, .ca, which is Astral Media.
Wrong way of spelling. We have the U in Colors in English.
Yeah, but it's the wrong English. I'm American,
it's
and which one? No, we spell
the wrong English. Oh, I like that.
We spell it the right way.
Right.
It's much simpler.
You know, the British English spell it with the U.
Yeah, they're wrong as well.
Right. Okay. Well, then, that's very interesting that makes you think this way.